You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do I coach someone to reach their goals when they have a defeated and negative attitude? Do you want to start this one, Nicole or Mary Kate?
Mary Kate, mindset queen. Go ahead for it.
It's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
Oh, right.
By Dr. Shad Helmstetter. That is absolutely the first thing I would recommend to this person if they are negative and getting caught in defeatist behavior. Or, you know, woe is me. This never works for me. Nothing's good enough. I went through a whole list the other day on a quick training in Rank Makers, and it was just, hey, how are you talking to yourself? I'm nothing without a cup of coffee. Everything I eat goes to my waist. You know, all that stuff is negative. And sometimes you do need to go through a book like that one to be like, wait a minute. I need to reframe how I speak to myself and what I'm speaking into the universe, you know? So that's where I would start. This is a big question. I mean, we could kind of spend all day on it, but we don't have all day. Honestly, it's for me, that's a tough one because you have to take a look at who you're recruiting. And if you're attracting Debbie Downers, then you need to check that for yourself. So that's why I'm kind of like, this question's so big. Ladies, you want to chime in?
That's huge what you just said. It is a big thing. It's a big issue, and it's also very common. You have to plug them into personal development. There's no doubt about it. You have to let them know that in order for them to achieve their goals, it has to start here. And so, and gently, obviously, don't, you know, I would say to them, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you, but there's a reason why they call this profession personal development with compensation attached, because we only can earn the level at which we've grown to. We can't out earn our personal development. So if you have big goals, it is going to take some mindset work. It does for all of us. And I would have that conversation and plug them into some good things. Get them to join Rank Makers if they're not in Rank Makers. Heavens to Betsy, that will help, right? But I love what Mary Kate said about pay attention to who you're recruiting. I have this conversation with my leaders all the time because it's so poignant. If you are still dealing with self-worth issues, again, super common, not a judgment. It's just a question of being self-aware. And I'm not speaking about Julie here. I'm speaking to all of us. If you're still struggling with issues of self-worth and you wonder if you're worthy of following, and why would anybody want you as their leader when they have all of these big celebrity leaders to choose from? Believe me, they're not thinking that. That's all you. But I get it. Okay. What happens is when you go out into the world and prospect, you're bringing that energy with you. And whether you realize it or not, you are reaching out to people that you perceive to be equal to your station or below it. So if on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of influence and authority and leadership quality, you see yourself as a 6, you ain't reaching out to 7s. You're reaching out to 6s, 5s, and 4s. Now, that has nothing to do with their value as a human being. We are all equally valuable, but their suitability to the profession right now is a 6, 5, and a 4. So if you bring in a 4, you're going to deal with this a lot more often. If you go out and prospect and you start seeing yourself as the freaking 11 that you are, you're going to start prospecting 10s, 11s, and 12s. You're going to be reaching out to influencers and people who have large networks, even though you're scared. So then you're going to start bringing in some 9s, 10s, 11s, and 12s, and you're going to deal with that a lot less. So I love that you mentioned that, Mary Kate. I think that bazinga. Nicole, I know you were swirling through a lot of that discussion, but I know you have some things to add to this.
Everything Mary Kate said was just so spot on, and I'm so happy you went there, Mary Kate, because that's a hard conversation to have with people. But if any of you here that are listening to this in the last few days, especially with Black Friday happening, and you're getting FOMO and you feel like more people have more customers or more people have more people on their VIP list, or you don't have a Black Friday and woe is me and you don't know, but you're seeing all these people celebrating wins and getting excited, and then you're actually looking out there and you're thinking, I need to prospect more. And you look at people and you think, wow, I wish that person would join my team, but there's no way I'm reaching out to them because there's no way they would ever join me. That's where you have to start. You have to start fixing that mentality, because we are here to serve. And social media shows people to be 10 times more, you know, successful than they are. People want to be seen and appreciated, but you are here to serve people. That's what happened when you pushed that button. You partnered with that company. So don't be afraid to send that message. You are worthy of that success. And so is that person that you want to reach out to. And if you feel like you vibe with them, what are you losing by sending them a message? Nothing. All it does is it starts to help your energy and it starts to really rev up that posture that you've been wanting. There's no way that you're going to have that posture unless you step out in courage to gain the confidence over time by doing the work. We've all been in that position before. So please realize we understand that. You have to fix that mindset, be able to help people properly.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.